few points that I want to cover on national insurance, because it's very important. Many of you will have heard me say before, tax and national insurance is not the same. Pay as you earn and Class 1 national insurance rules are not exactly the same. Pay as you earn is cumulative, Class 1 national insurance is not. So first of all, on national insurance, check the national insurance contributions category letters are correct. Category X applies if there's no NIC earnings. And often payroll software will default to Category X if there's been no NIC deductions. But of course, there may not be NIC deductions if someone's earnings reach the lower earnings limit in any week or month. And if that does happen, there will be a requirement for there to be a P14, and Category X should not apply. Another point to consider is, will there be any evidence to justify any lower rates of national insurance contribution rates that have been reflected on your payroll? Do you have any people over the age of retirement where an age exception certificate number CA4140 should be held on file before you operate the lower rate deductions? Do you have any married women on the lower rate of deduction where they should have had a certificate on your file? And where I've always advised AAT members, you must ask them at least once a year to confirm that they're still entitled to the lower rate. There's not many of them left. Do you have anyone where a deferment certificate was issued for 2008-09 to justify not making the normal deductions? One point that catches a lot of people out is for directors' national insurance contributions. You have to recalculate directors' NICs at the year end if the annual earnings period was not used in calculating their NIC deductions. That can be a problem if there's been bonuses paid for directors, and certainly it's a problem if a director has left partway through the year when the national insurance deductions should have been recalculated. So one of your year-end checks is have a look at directors' NIC, recalculate using the annual earnings period, not the normal one, for ordinary employees. Another NIC point that catches people out, has there been any employee loans which have been written off? Written off and where they'll be reported on the P11D, but if they are written off, there will be a Class 1 national insurance contributions liability. A point to look at.